Hey, high news time now, 8:49. And with me, we have our weekly guest, Dave Naves with Dave Works. The web delivered in plain English. Our special today is Twitter delivered in plain English. And I'm so glad you're here to tell us about that because I know nothing, Mr. Naves. Good morning.
Good morning, Hate. How are you?
Good. I'm interested in learning about this because I've been avoiding Twitter forever. I've always found it kind of annoying, but it's become very useful here in the newsroom. For a lot to get information fast and up to date, that's the best way to get it now these days.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. You know, and you are not alone. There are many people who have attached a stigma to Twitter because for many reasons. I'll try to break most of those down this morning as quickly as I can. I'll say exactly what Twitter is and maybe explain some of those little characters and whatnot that you see in there that are somewhat off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtags, at symbols, all the stuff that you might look at and say, this looks like code. I don't get it. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So anyway, So let me just start.
Sure.
I'm going to say Twitter is a free social networking service. It allows users to send and read small messages known as tweets. Typically, well, it has to be under 140 characters, including any spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet.
Condensed.
Right, condensed. They're just snippets of text that are shown on the main author's timeline. I'll go through what that is. It's very similar to Facebook. Let me go through a tweet. It's just, again, very short, but it's public. Okay? Think if you know how to text or if you know how to send an email, you can most definitely tweet.
Okay.
Now, when you get on Twitter, you join Twitter. It's free. Twitter will actually walk you through the steps of how to join and what to do. In fact, they will be pushing upon you, hey, follow, quote unquote, follow these people. And then when you start following people, or, you know, anyone from Donald Trump to Mary Kay Blige to, you know, anybody else who's tweeting out there, you will start seeing their tweets in your, when you log in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As will somebody see your tweets as they log in if they follow you. And following is nothing more than clicking a button.
Mm-hmm.
It's very similar to the like page. It's very similar to, I should say, there's a combination of, you know, Facebook, there's either a like or a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a like if it's somebody's business page.
Mm-hmm.
It's a friend if they actually want to befriend you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the things you can do on a tweet, on Twitter, and I'll break each one of these down. You can tweet, which means compose a message and send it. Okay. You can also retweet, which is synonymous with sharing. If you retweet somebody else's tweet, it's kind of a pat on the back to them saying, hey, that was a cool thing. I'm gonna share it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as you hover over these tweets, you'll see the choices. You can retweet, you can just reply, which means I'm just replying to your tweet and it will reply directly to you, although it will be public.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can see it. Doesn't necessarily mean they will, because typically people don't see your content unless they follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it is public.
It is public.
Okay.
So it's like a public conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You can favorite a tweet. There's a little star symbol. You click star. Well, that's the equivalent of a like.
Mm-hmm.
That's just telling the author, whoever tweeted something, I like what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also kind of a compliment to them.
Mm-hmm.
They will be notified. Every time something happens here, they are notified via email and via their notifications within Twitter or whatever program they want to use Twitter. You don't even actually have to use Twitter.com. There are other applications you can use.
Mm-hmm.
That, and it makes it a little more complicated, I know, but I'm going to be going through that in a future session here about other social dashboard tools that you can manage all of them at once, so you don't have to be logging in everywhere, making it extra confusing.
I was going to say, boy, that's a lot of different work there.
It is. So within your tweet, you can post a photo, you can share a video, you can share someone else's link, you can share your own link, or you can just say a word. Okay, now I'm going to jump right into the hashtag, the scary hashtag.
Indeed.
What the heck is a hashtag?
It's a pound sign.
It's a pound sign. Pound signs actually in the computer industry mean many different things. In code, and I won't even get into that. It's very complicated,
okay,
that part of it. But for this specific use, it is meant simply to group things together, okay? So if you tweet something, say, about swimming pools, I just got a killer new swimming pool. Here's a picture. You can hashtag swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What that does is it creates a link.
Mm-hmm.
When your tweet is published, posted up there, that little hashtag becomes a link. You will be now grouped with anyone else, with any other tweet that has also been hashtagged swimming pools.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so it filters out everything else. Now, here's where the complication comes in and the confusion is that many people hashtag really dumb words.
Mm-hmm.
Right, really long, nonsensical words. Mm-hmm. So you look at it and you're saying, why? I don't get it. Some people, even on Facebook, and you know what? I've been guilty of it too. I have kind of made fun of the fact that just, you know, kind of like Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake had that whole montage of hashtag this, hashtag that.
Mm-hmm.
People overused hashtags, mm-hmm. and it does make it confusing. But you could. It is also very helpful. It is very helpful in the sense that you can put yourself, insert your tweet into this sphere of information that's just flying around, and you can put yourself into that search, right? So maybe there's personal updates, but maybe say there's a college student doing a research paper on brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can hashtag brain surgery. I have a question about brain surgery. What happens with the blah, 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 mm-hmm. hashtag brain surgery? Now they've just inserted themselves in there with many other tweets, perhaps a brain surgeon.
So the hashtag puts it together with the SEO that allows the search engines to capture whatever hashtag it is?
That's not necessarily that, but because that you're bringing up a bleeding edge technology that's about to come out.
Oh.
Twitter is now going to start being included in Google searches.
Oh.
Okay. But in terms of Twitter also has an extremely powerful search engine. So you bring up a very good point. Yes, you will be put into the search engine of Twitter if you do that. Search engine optimization typically doesn't mean for the search engines. Twitter isn't a search engine.
Right. You're not optimizing it.
We're not optimizing. But you're including yourself.
Right.
Okay. So hashtags can be anything. It's community driven. You want to learn about Charlie Sheen. You want to learn about, you know, Kim Kardashian or whatever. You can hashtag those tags. The Emmys, the Grammys, all of those folks use hashtags for different reasons. Advertisers absolutely love hashtags,
mm-hmm.
because they have verifiable real-time proof of how many people at that one moment are hashtagging about like a TV show, like the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
That most famous, I think it was the Oscars, when Ellen DeGeneres took the selfie, mm-hmm. of all the stars, hashtagged it, whatever it was, you know, Oscars. They blew up Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They blew it up, the servers. And you have to understand, blowing up Twitter is almost impossible because of the hardware they have involved. Huh. Over 500 million tweets per day.
Wow.
You can imagine the hardware and the software that needs to maintain that. So you put that much focus, you put that much energy into everybody in the world looking at Twitter and hashtagging the same thing. Boom, it blew it up.
Wow.
But advertisers absolutely love it because they have verifiable proof of people talking about
measurable numbers,
whatever it is, Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. All advertisers use hashtags for business, and business can really benefit by hashtagging real stuff. If you're, you know, in a small business, if you're an air conditioning company, if you own a bar, if you own whatever specific type of business, you can find your users by hashtagging the right words.
Hmm.
And oftentimes it's not about you. You can put up the product. If you want to take pictures of really specific exotic drinks, you can hashtag the drink, mojito, mm-hmm. and maybe some of the liquors that go in it. And you can have other people that are looking for the same thing. Me, I'll hashtag if I'm having fun fly fishing or something. I'll put up a picture of me fly fishing. Fly fishing, hashtag fly fishing. Tons of other fly fishermen around the world are looking for it.
What if there are more than one hashtag?
Well, if they've done it right. Now, this is the part, again, it depends on the user. Some people are horrible at it, and you'll never get it right. But you can hashtag, you know, fly fishing, fly fisherman, fly tying, and you'll get more people looking at those specific words, looking at whatever information you're posting.
I see.
So if it's for, you know, there's fun, there's educational, there's business, if you're a sports fan, if you're hashtag Dodgers, hashtag Giants, you'll find everybody else in a moment's notice,
mm-hmm.
who's tagging that specific subject.
Really narrows in the focus, doesn't
it? So if you take it seriously and you don't have a bad attitude towards it, right, you can use it for business. So here are three things that I do. And this is all, by the way, on my free ebook. If you go to daveworks.net, sign up personally, right? Sign up, give as much information as you can. Perform searches. As I said, Twitter has an amazing search engine with pinpoint accuracy. Perform a search for conversations. That's what Twitter is, conversation. People in businesses and industries look for conversational topics. You can do things like saved searches. I'll do that in a future show. And offer whatever help you can. As you know, I like being helpful. Helpful makes money, helpful brings business, and helpful makes the world a better place. So the three final thoughts I'll leave you with is, with Twitter, be open-minded about Twitter. Don't attach the stigma, or you're probably going to lose money. Be confident. Don't be scared about tweeting stuff. You know